China has Taiwan firmly in its sights, ramping up flights by fighter jets, staging sophisticated drills, and building up its military power. It's been signaling to the world that it's increasingly ready to take Taiwan by force if necessary. But how hard would it be for China to invade, and what is standing in the way? More than any other goal, China's vast military is geared up for the reunification of Taiwan with the mainland. It sees Taiwan as its own territory, a breakaway province. Chinese President Xi Jinping says reunification is a priority and has not ruled out force to do it. Meanwhile, China's military is going through a massive build-up with an emphasis on power at sea. China's specialist marine force is being expanded to five times its previous size. New aircraft carriers are being designed and built. Anti-ship ballistic missiles have been tested against mocked-up US targets. Perhaps no wonder, then, that Taiwan is worried. But an invasion wouldn't be easy for China, and here's why. First off, the distance that needs to be covered would leave a potential invasion fleet seriously exposed. Ships would have to sail for hours before attempting a coordinated landing on Taiwan's beaches and ports. Plenty of time to see them coming. The Republic of China isn't just the main island of Taiwan. It also includes smaller islands in the Taiwan Strait, like Kinmen and Pinghu. Well fortified and bristling with missiles and early warning radar, they would be the first line of defense. On Taiwan itself, the ports would be vital. They need to be taken relatively intact. But these would be heavily defended, and an invasion force would face intense fire from troops occupying surrounding buildings. A mountainous ridge runs down the spine of the island. To the west, large urban conurbations would form a defensive barrier, and Taiwan's many canals and rivers could slow any Chinese advance to a crawl. Taiwan's armed forces would be going up against the world's largest military. China has 2 million active service members. Taiwan has 163,000, although they do have 1.6 million reservists. And Taiwan's military has been increasingly well prepared for this scenario, an invasion of China. Taiwan has increased its own defense spending. New warships have been ordered. Billions have been spent on Harpoon, anti-ship missiles, and weapons for its F-16 fighter jets. In the event of Taiwan's airfields being destroyed, the pilots have trained to use highways as emergency runways. Several of its air bases are underground, buried deep under Taiwan's mountain ranges. Planes take off and land from wide tunnels cut into the mountainside. And Taiwan would not be fighting alone. The US has pledged to come to its aid if attacked by China. Less than an hour's flight away in Okinawa in Japan lies a fleet of US warplanes and 20,000 Marines. In the last Taiwan crisis, in 1996, the US sent two aircraft carrier strike groups. It could send submarines like the USS Ohio or the USS Michigan, able to unleash hundreds of cruise missiles at Chinese targets. Japan, too, has been in talks with Taiwan about its defense, worried that if Taiwan falls, Japan's outlying islands could be next. The scale of any invasion of Taiwan would be colossal. Some estimates suggest a million-strong force would be needed, but keeping that force hidden before invasion and then keeping it properly supplied afterwards would be a huge challenge. And the weight of world opinion is an obstacle that China will also have to recognize. But China's military power will also act as a deterrent against Taiwan announcing formal secession from the mainland. And that, for now, may be just what China wants.